There's one aspect in relation to websites that I believe can be extremely misleading, albeit the fact that it has actually become second nature to quote it, and that's the concept of site optimization, or some people call it search engine optimization. Now, the principle behind it is very, very sound in terms of its use, and what it talks about is how to optimize the content and the information on your website to maximize the impact that it has on the search engines, hopefully to get you further up the search engines so that your website appears, on the first page or even the top two or three listings in Google, which is where everybody would like to be. But the term itself can be misleading because it really leads people down the road of optimizing their site purely for search engines. And the reality is, for your site to be totally effective, it needs to be optimized for the users that it attracts, not just for the search engines. And most of the search engine spam teams will tell you that if you actually build a good site with solid content, then you'll actually rank much better in the search engines than you would if you actually tried to build your site around search engine positioning and search engine optimization. Now, there is a weighting system that search engines use with different terms around a site to decide which particular sites are more important for different terms, and there's a whole host of different factors that come into it. And one of the things about optimizing your site for search engines is that what works today may well not work tomorrow, because if you think about it, the search engines, that's their business. What they don't want to be able, what they don't be doing, is actually giving their users loads of duff links or uninteresting links in response to a particular search terms. What they want is to provide you with the top results every single time so that you will keep coming back to that particular search engine. Now, that's the case. Then what you need to look at is how that actually can impact the site and how you can best get that in terms of optimization for your particular website. So building it around those terms today probably means that those terms will, or that those strategies will be out of date tomorrow, and you'd need to rechange it. And of course, when the criteria for search engine optimization or search engine positioning changes, then your website's going to drop out. So you constantly be chasing, or you have to spam your site, in which case you risk being blacklisted. So pure and simple, forget the concept of search engine or site optimization based on search engines, and look upon building your site and developing the content of your site suitable for the users that you actually have coming to visit your site and the content that they want to see. So make your site interesting, make the content relevant, make it interesting to the users, have a degree of interactivity, and you will, over the space of time, perhaps not immediately straight away, over the space of time, you will propagate up the search engine. It normally takes 4, 5, 6 months to actually start to see some results from your original site build. But you will, over time, develop a good position in the search engine if you focus on the content of your site and not just the search engine positioning. So there you go. That's the message of this one, is forget search engine optimization, focus on having good, relevant content that is for your visitors, that describes your products or services in the best possible way, make it interesting, and make it so that they would want to come back and read it again and again.